This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Three callers on hold means we've got three phone lines available, and you could be one of those three. It's as easy as picking up your phone and calling 404-726-0929 and literally asking us any question. We will answer it. It's as simple as that. Maybe today's the first time you call a radio show. So we're welcoming. We're gentle.
Very much so.
We would love to talk to you. We will start with Caleb, who's in Winder. Hey, Caleb.
What's up, guys? Love the show. Listen every day.
Love you, Caleb.
First time calling. got one for each of y'all.
All right.
Andy, you know, Dukes and Bo are always talking about how they're the number one show, you know, on the station, top 10 show in the country. Do you think you guys will be number one if you wear the 2-6 every day?
And the second question?
For Randy, if he was at the zoo with Nico and Nico fell in the gorilla cage, would he save him?
Oh.
Thank you, Caleb.
They make there's a whole bunch of puppies around. Yeah, people we got them from, I'm sure.
He's only one. You guys have only had him for a little while.
How attached should I be? You know?
But also, Nico's a big dude. He might be able to hold his own.
I doubt it. But no,
Boone's really fast.
Yeah,
Boone. How fast can a gorilla run? Like probably really fast.
Yeah,
20 to 25 miles an hour.
Boone can run that fast.
Boone's fast as hell.
Yeah,
and Boone's agile.
Yeah, he might be able to get it, and he's got great stamina.
There's also like videos of animals and like little children falling into these areas, and normally if it's a mom gorilla, doesn't end as poorly as you would think.
Okay.
As for the first question,
we do a hide over here.
Yeah. As humbly as I can say it.
Yeah. We straight.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't. Don't worry about the number, because you remember my little soliloquy at the end of New Year's before New Year's Eve, and when you were gone and everything, mm-hmm. We always do it before we go to New Year's.
Yeah,
Remember I said to the idiot, I said, numbers don't lie.
They don't. Now, our numbers are really awesome. In fact, today, showed up.
What I did Major Payne laugh. So, yeah, that's if that answers your question,
yeah,
we straight over here.
Yeah, we're good. That direct deposit hit today. So
we straight over here.
All right, Ryan is in Duluth. Hey, Ryan, how are you?
Good. How are you? Got a question. Couple questions for Randy. Randy, a skull ring and a pair of jeans or overalls used to be a sign of manliness, and now I've seen a couple Zen rings out there in Lululemon men's shorts. Does your same no seltzer philosophy apply to Zen? Thanks for the call.
Oh, thank you for the call, Ryan, and for the laugh. That was good.
That was pretty good, right there. It's a new day, man.
It's a new day.
I have nothing against wearing what you want to wear. You know, I'm more on the other side of it. Mm. You know, I like to see my wife in stuff like that. I don't wear it. You know,
what is Zen? Zen is like
it's
like a dip.
Isn't it like a
tobacco?
Tobacco, isn't it? That's what I thought, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what you're talking about. Like, we're Copenhagen.
Pouches.
Yeah, we're a Copenhagen.
Okay.
Yeah, we're a Copenhagen, you know, skull guy. Patches. Ain't nothing against it. Nothing against it. I started with patches.
Oh, okay. So it is kind of,
Yeah.
It is nicotine.
Yeah.
So it is kind of like a chew, but it's in a pouch.
Yeah. I don't have nothing against people who do that. Because, I mean, I started with my pouch.
Yeah.
But I was like, no, let me just go get the real thing.
Yeah. I've never done either. But I will say, like, it's one of those things. And maybe it's just the way that it's been marketed and all that. I always thought, like, if you're the right person, man or woman, it can go either way. Smoking a cigarette. Smoking a cigarette looks cool as hell. Or on some women, it looks sexy as hell,
really?
Too. Yeah.
Like,
Like
with the long skinny ones?
I don't know. Like, I don't know.
The long skinny one?
What's the way there was...
Like Cruella DeVille?
Not Cruella DeVille.
No, I'm talking about like the skinny white ones. Not the one with the little tube on it.
Like a Virginia Slim?
Yeah.
Nah, that's not really about that. It's just about it's the attitude, you know? Or if you're like a cowboy smoking a cigarette.
Like, there are probably pictures of Megan Fox with a cigarette hanging out of her mouth.
Yeah.
Places.
Or like... I like Denzel smokes cigarettes in movies sometimes. It looks cool as hell.
Because he's cool as hell.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, the right person could do it and make it look cool. I also think that, like, when I was a kid, too, like, you watch baseball players with a big dip in, that looks awesome. I've never done it.
Right.
Like, I haven't been peer pressured into it because of that.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't like, and again, I know he died because of this, but, like, Tony Gwynn looked cool as hell with a big ass dip in.
People still do, like that. We're from the era of Grizzly, Copenhagen. Skull.
Yeah.
That was
My brother-in-law still chews. I wish he wouldn't, but he looks cool when he does it.
Yeah.
Never tell y'all the story about how Albert Bell's dad made me swallow a cheek full of Kodiak in the middle of gym class.
No, but
without water.
You should tell that story.
Why the hell did you do that?
Because I got caught with Kodiak in my mouth.
He caught you and made you swallow it?
Yeah.
Oh, we'd been fighting.
It was either swallow it or go to the principal's office. I didn't even get sick, neither. I swallowed a chunk at a time, but...
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, man.
Hell no.
Gross.
Hell no.
Cobell.
Tababi is in Atlanta. Hey, Tababi.
All right, so I can't do the Zen. I need my, like, nicotine to be nasty. So, like, cigarettes or, like, dip, like, that's... You gotta earn it. I don't like But I just wanted to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. I lost my mom back in 2017, so I've taken every mother as my own. So happy Mother's Day to y'all's moms.
Thank you.
And my mom was a music person. And one of my mom's favorite songs of all time was by Betty Wright, and it was Tonight is the Night. Completely inappropriate, but it's just right here, that song, I think, of my mom. What's the song that reminds you of the mothers in y'all's life, whether that be your mom or your wife?
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Cheek to Cheek by Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong.
Oh, lovely.
I always think of my mom. We danced to that song at my wedding.
Love that song.
My wife, there's so many songs that make me think of her.
Our first dance was Best of Me by by Anthony Hamilton.
That's a great song.
I love that song.
Great song.
That's always our song. And then I know I love Stevie Wonder's version, but ours, Min Don's version, is the one with Marsha Ambrosia and Anthony Hamilton. That's our version. And Mama, any song, because I remember I was I was only a kid for a long time, but that's when Mama was still in the streets. And I always remember Johnny Kemp, Just Got Paid Friday Night, let that come on. Just Got Paid. And then obviously Bad Boy Swinging, Luther Vandross. That's the song me and Mama danced at to my wedding.
That
is our jam right there.
That's great.
That's our jam.
Jamie is in Kennesaw. Hey, Jamie.
Yeah, hey, Andy, Randy. Yeah, keeping along the lines of songs, it's a couple of years ago, I'm on a boys trip, and Rapper's Delight comes on.
Oh, yeah.
Dude jumps up.
Oh, yeah.
And he nails it.
Okay.
He gets it word for word, the long version. I've been trying to do ain't nothing but a G thing. I can't do it. Snoop Dogg talks too damn fast.
Yeah.
But anyway.
He gets moving in there.
Keep going.
Can y'all rap? And if you can rap like a song through and through on cue, what is it?
Oh, man.
I would guess there's a lot of Outkast songs that I know. I always like to try to keep up with Bombs Over Baghdad.
Uh-huh.
There's some words in the Big Boy verse that I always mix up.
Uh-huh.
But I always try my best to go after that one. But yeah, that's a good.
I'm gonna tell
Snoop Dogg
you
was fast in that song.
My,
those guys are moving in that
one
song.
One is trying to do, and I love doing it. It's Children's Song by Slick Rick.
Okay,
I love rapping that song. I love it. And then trying to keep up with Busta Rhymes will look at me now.
Right. It's really fun to try to keep up with guys that really get going. Yeah.
But I love, like, children's songs are one of my favorite songs. It's a great song. I love Slick Rick's one of my favorite artists.
Even if you can keep up with them, though, does that doesn't make you... That doesn't mean you can rap like you're a good rapper.
I would
never
say that I can rap. No, I can't.
Because there's kind of a difference. I can keep up with a lot of songs. There's a lot of M songs that I can do, and Snoop, too.
Well, it's also
that doesn't
like,
mean I can rap.
Sometimes you can maybe sing along with an R&B song you're listening to or whatever. That doesn't mean you can sing either.
No.
Like, they're giving you training wheels, and you're just kind of following along with them.
You can rap in the shower.
But if you had to go do it by yourself, you're probably not going to sound like John Legend or whoever it is that you're singing with. You know what I mean? Mason is in Barnesville. Hey, Mason.
What's up, fellas? Hey, Andy, man, you're an inspiration. You like the perfect human being, man. You don't do nothing wrong. You don't dip. You drink a little bit every once in a while. You crazy, man. My question is, it's totally random, dude. What is the best fast food sauce? Mm. So we're talking like Chick-fil-A or Zaxby's, ranch or, whatever.
Yep.
Just think about that for like 10 seconds and holler back at me.
Okay.
All
those that you said are
very good. I like. I can't think.
I love Arby's sauce.
I like the. I don't really eat Arby's. I
also love the
horseradish sauce. That's what I get. That's the only sauce.
McDonald's hot mustard.
Really?
McDonald's has a hot mustard.
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Good.
I never knew that.
I like all the Chick-fil-A sauces, too. Like the regular Chick-fil-A sauce is good, but then there's the other flavors you can get. What's the one? The Polynesian sauce?
Yeah. McDonald's has a really good sweet and sour sauce, too.
I used to get that with my chicken nuggets, Happy Meals, when I was a kid.
When I was a kid, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you'd switch up the barbecue and get the sweet and sour.
Yeah, when I was a kid, that was good.
I was a young man.
Yeah, when I was a kid, when mama would actually...
When you get the toy. Dude,
I'm telling you, I was... you eating, like, McDonald's, and back then we called it Mike Donald's, that was like us winning the damn lottery. When we knew Angel was going to take us to McDonald's, bro, you couldn't do...
Nothing worse as a kid than when you wanted it and you said, can we? We have that at home.
There's nothing worse than that. But, like, we didn't even ask.
The food at home's not
like,
the same.
McDonald's was offered. We didn't ask.
All right.
Yeah, we didn't say, Mama, can we go? No. Can we know that, Mama? No. When Angel was going to take us to damn McDonald's.
My Grammy loved Arby's so much that she had Arby's sauce in the refrigerator at home. And that's before you could buy, like, you can buy Chick-fil-A sauce in a thing.
Right.
That's just packets. She would just ask for extra and have packets of Arby's sauce in the fridge. She also would, if her fries were cold, go back to the drive-thru and get new ones.
Ain't mad at her.
No, at all. Yeah. That's just a lady who knew what she wanted. Just while we're talking about moms. That's my mom's mom. What a wonderful lady. David is in Acworth. Hey, David.
What's going on, guys? Andy and Randy. Polynesian is the move, by the way.
It's very good.
From Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
And in honor of Mother's Day, me and my significant other, we don't have kids, but she has quite a few farm animals that I get to help take care of. Some of those being a donkey and three pigs.
Whoa.
So if y'all's significant others, anyone can answer this, made you choose between three pigs and a donkey, and you had to get one of the two and help take care of them, which one would you choose?
Okay. All right, David, thank you.
Okay, so if...
If you had to choose, and I've got a, because I know the farm animal my wife wants, and it's not either one of those two.
All right.
But if you had to choose between having a pig or a donkey at the house.
Oh, a pig ain't safe in my house.
I know, it's the thing. Like, you'd get it and then you'd eat it.
Yeah, pig ain't safe in my house.
I've seen full pigs at Randy's house before. And they're dead.
Yeah, they were on the grill.
And on the grill.
Yeah. Like a donkey.
But he had a snout.
Yeah, a donkey can survive at my house. Pig, no. he won't make it.
I guess a donkey could be, what could a donkey help with? Like
nothing.
Rides?
I mean, yeah.
Donkey rides? Huh? Yeah, pulling stuff?
Yeah. Pulling stuff. I wish my ass would have a donkey. Pulling some stuff.
From the front yard to
the backyard.
Maybe
the back trash.
Like it's not 40 feet. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but no.
My wife wants goats, though. Like, she actively wants them. She's looked up Cobb County ordinances.
What's the ordinance?
How much, like, acreage y'all you have to have.
Y'all should get a fainting goat.
I don't think we have enough property to get one.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm going with.
That's what I got to go with.
Because I don't want one. Yeah. I don't want a goat.
Like, they snuck that damn chicken in my damn backyard.
Yeah, she wants chickens, too.
Yeah, they snuck that damn. Go back out there. What the hell is that?
It's the
damn chicken.
The downside of marrying a hillbilly.
Yeah.
She tries to bring the hills.
Looking for a fainting goat.
She tries to bring the hills to the city.
No chicken, no pigs. I ain't going to eat no donkey.
We had, my dad had two sheep when I was a kid.
Bah.
Yeah. And they died. And he lied to me. and told me that he gave them to the neighbor. Like, oh, the neighbor wanted them because he could take care of them better. And I guess I wasn't smart enough to look over the fence and see there wasn't any sheep there.
Right.
But yeah, I guess they got sick. Like, something happened.
Why did he have sheep?
No clue.
Okay.
No idea. There was a lot of stuff that happened when I was, like, between when my parents got divorced and when my dad got remarried. Mm-hmm. There was, like, a five-year period of time where I would go. I mean, I'm with my dad every other weekend at that point. And the adventures that we would have. It was just the boys. It was me and him, and my uncles would come over, and my cousins were all boys. We did all kinds of crazy stuff. And then he got remarried, and obviously I'm happy about that because he fell back in love, and he found his soulmate
right.
and all that. But that was some wild times, man. It was sheep. We were going, like, we'd go camp at Mount Rainier, just sleep in the back of the truck. My job was to go put the beers in the snow. Keep them cold.
Hell yeah.
And then I had to go find them when it was time for a new one. Not for me, obviously, because I was six. We'd like go looking for, he told me there was a one-armed man that lived in the town we lived in and would cut people's heads off and put them in their mailboxes. So I had to go search mailboxes for decapitated heads. Damn. I don't know, man. It was fun.
Damn,
these are all positive memories, damn. By the way. Let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
He got me a turtle at one point.
Okay.
And then it died.
Andy had a turtle, and obviously Bo having to swallow a snuff and not throw up is a big deal. That's pretty big.
Also, again, happy Mother's Day to our moms and our wives and moms out there listening, like to Bobby folks. They lost their moms. Mother's Day is not super fun for a lot of people as well. We're thinking about all of you. Randy said you can call him Home Depot Randy now.
Yeah, man.
Hey, popping a rip.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Blues does not make you soft.
No.
And this one from Coach Raw. You can tell a future team captain by how they do their makeup?
chill out. Be careful. You might set off my fun radar. And sorry, Squid Billy, you're going in the overhead to make room for Randy.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we want to go to Berlin, too.
I won't even bring any luggage.
Nah. We'll just buy some German stuff.
Hell yeah.
Get some Lederhosen over there. Something like that. All right. Hey, have